on the market, but she said, I need to tell you that the painter is going to call you on Wednesday, October 25th, and he's going to cancel your meeting, and he's going to reschedule it for Saturday, October 28th, and you're going to have a lot more time to work with your father and the painter on making all this happen with the home. So I woke up and I thought, oh boy, I wrote down the dates, because this is one of the first times I'd have some serious advising dates. I knew she was healed, but now we're getting advice. And so about 2 hours later that morning, the painter called and he said, I apologize, I got to cancel my meeting on Wednesday, let's reschedule for Saturday, we're going to have more time to work on it. So then I knew that what was happening to me in these dreams was more than the physical, and it was something from a spiritual realm that I needed to really pay attention to. So after the dream of the October dates, I kept getting advising dreams, and I look back, and so many of them were simple things, but things that were important in my life, whether it came to decisions my daughter was making at the time. My mother would come in with some specific advice. For example, it was seventh grade, and my daughter was signing up for her electives in school, and when you're in middle school nowadays, you have a lot of choices. And so she was trying to decide to take choir or cello or all this different stuff. So I had this dream, and my mom came to me in the dream, and she handed me a piece of paper. And on the paper, it said in big capital letters, and first I was so happy to see her handwriting again. I was like, oh, I love that. And on the paper, it said choir, exclamation mark. And so I told my daughter the next day, I said, no pressure, but choir might be a good idea. But I think that, so the advising dreams were just a whole nother set that was happening. But then the third category of dreams, and this is when I think that she knew I got the message. She knew that I knew she was healed, she was walking, she was out of pain, and in another world that was close to my world, but yet I wasn't seeing with my 1% of brain that we use, then a 99% that we don't use. So the third category of dreams that occurred were called the life lessons. And this is where I think that in so many ways it has been so beneficial for me to hear these life lesson dreams where she shares so much information about what happened when she passed. And specifically, she's told me that when she left her body, it was like a perfume bottle that had a, like a cork type thing in the top. And then when you take it off, your spirit, your essence comes out of that bottle. It's like the bottle is our human body, you know, and our spiritual being comes out. And she told me, she said, my essence is always around you, is always around you. And then we were sitting, like you and I are about our distance right here. We were sitting across from each other, and she had this like purpley, kind of smoky look. And she said, this is my essence, and all you have to do is ask. She goes, all you have to do is ask, because the essence is our spirit. Our spirit is housed, obviously, in our human bodies. We're spiritual beings having a human experience. And she said, my spirit that left my body is always around, but you have to ask. And you have to ask for healing. You have to ask whether it's physical healing, emotional healing, whatever you need, but you have to ask, and the essence never leaves. So that was a big one for me on essence. And then another one that she told me that I called one of the other life lesson visits was death is a part of life. And this was a one where we were just walking in an environment that was some beautiful kind of a beachy environment, and we're walking down by some boats, and she hugged me, and I said to her in the dream, and it was kind of like a telepathic communication, and I said, this is what I miss. This is what I miss, a physical, real hug. And she said, but Lisa, death is a part of life. It's the cycle of life, and I'm always around, just in a different form. So when I had these dreams, they changed my entire perspective on life in terms of coming from the left brain, corporate environment, logical, pragmatic, realistic, linear brain, to a right brain of being more open, more creative, more open-hearted, and more open emotionally to the notion and to the fact that we are energy. and love is energy, and it's impossible for that to